read, and there's many other places, where Sister White is clear that the sealing and the mark of the beast take place at the same time. Chapter 8 is telling us about those in Adventism that are preparing for the mark of the beast. Chapter 9 is telling us those in Adventism that are preparing for the seal of God. Now, let's look at how Sister White applies some of these abominations, the first one being the image of jealousy. She's speaking about the publication work in this passage, and I'll bring you into a paragraph. She's speaking about the publication, the rivalry that was going on between the Pacific Press and the Review and Herald in her day and age. And listen to this. Warnings have been given to me that the publishing house upon the Pacific coast should not, in thought, word, or deed, depreciate the office at Battle Creek. Neither should the publishing house at Battle Creek look with envy and jealousy upon the instrumentalities the Lord has established upon the Pacific coast. Plans should be carefully considered in Battle Creek that they may in no case militate against the work in Oakland. But the image of jealousy was long ago set up and has provoked to jealousy, which has grieved the Spirit of God. Jealousy, Sister White identified in the setting of Adventism, was when one institution began to be jealous of another institution and it began to bring in division. This increasing abomination in Ezekiel's testimony is giving us the sequence of where men in this church begin to go astray. Now, from Signs of the Time, November 2nd, 1888, she says, jealousy leads a man to suspect another of seeking to deprive him of advantage and position. The men that are being portrayed in Ezekiel 8, somewhere along the line, began to be jealous of someone. And when you're jealous of someone, you start thinking about that situation. And that's the next logical step, because the next abomination in Ezekiel was about the secret chambers and the abominations that were on the walls of the secret chambers. And we'll look at that in a moment, but let's continue considering jealousy. Evangelism, page 633, says, there is nothing that so much retards and cripples the work in its various branches as jealousy and suspicion and evil surmising. Selfishness is the root of all evil. Jealousy is the very starting point of